All right, time for a couple birthday emails brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, guys. Can you please wish Zach and Danica a happy 23rd birthday? They would like an O lookout, a Leroy Jenkins, and the captain giving them advice for their 23rd year. So proud of them both. Thanks for Mom, Dad, Aunt Nikki, and the pups.
Uh-oh, look out.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. Well, I'll be honest with you, it's your 23rd year on this earth. The one thing the old Capitan learned at age 23 is don't accept an offer from Toucan Sam to do naked oil wrestling. First of all, he's very good, and he always wants you to perform the finishing move called the Cloaca Shaker. I'll let you figure it out for yourself. Crunch berries.
But y'all, today's my 27th birthday. I've been listening to you guys since I turned 16, and have been glad you guys have been on the radio since. 11 years brings a lot of changes, including my gender. Happy Pride Month, everybody. And changes in thought as well. Even in dark times, enjoy every second of life you can, guys. Rock on, y'all. That from Tori, dealer's choice there, Mike. Whatever Tori wants.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
And a bird.
Drugs.
Please wish a happy birthday to the best person I know, my niece, Poopsie. Have Coach Ted give her advice on staying upbeat as she recovers from cancer surgery while planning her daughter's wedding. And taking in a foster daughter. Jeez a whiz. Lots of love there from Uncle Johnny.
All right, Poopsie. First of all, congratulations on beating cancer. Now, I guess Coach could sit here and give you a pep talk, but hell, you've been out there doing the hard work. I don't know. Maybe take some time for yourself. Don't look like you have that time, though. We got to plan this wedding, and we're taking in an extra child. Honestly, Coach should say great job. I don't know if I can handle that much.
No.
Glad's on beating cancer. Good luck on the wedding. And have fun raising another one.
Hola, Michelas. Today's my 36th birthday since I'm the only person in my friend group that listens to the radio. Nobody knows to put these in these requests in, and my husband is too shy. So I did it myself. Can I have your penis is too small? And some advice from Coach Ted about moving closer to my 40s. Love you guys, and thanks. That from the lovely Katie.
The penis is too small!
All right, Katie, I think it's pretty simple you got to do with that shy husband of yours. We got to start hitting every karaoke night. Just add his name to the list. Put on, you know, a song he knows by heart, but he would never admit to. Maybe it's that Barbie girl from Aqua.
Oh.
Put that on every time. You go to anything. You volunteer him up. He can't send in an email. You sign him up.
For Barbie girl.
Good afternoon,
honey,
bitches.
Did you sign me up for Barbie girl?
I sure did.
Please wish Luffy, pronounced Vooty, a happy 39th birthday. Have Captain tell her why it's important for a man his age to wear a raincoat with all the women he brags about. Best wishes, that from the EMC First Shift crew. Cam.
Oh. Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday, Boothy. Listen, if you bet as many women as you're bragging about, you definitely want to drip little Boothy in a raincoat. I mean, the old Capitan likes to road the rooter the Pink Pony Club as much as the next guy, but I wrap my skin pickle like the Gordon's fisherman, who incidentally does not wear a raincoat downstairs. Something about having a fish stick. Crunchberries.
Hey guys, Coop Cooper here. Just wanted to wish my smoking hot redhead Kristen a very happy 44th birthday. Can she get Coach Ted to give her some tips on turning 44, some advice from the captain, and some redhead dad jokes from Miles? That's from Brian and Grayson Butt. Thanks, guys.
All right, 44 is actually a good age, man. I enjoyed 44. Coach just got through it. Now let's talk about this redhead thing we got going on here. The good news is you're multiplying. I've heard statistics say there will be more redheads as the time goes on. Also, everybody thinks of you. A lot of people are saying more redheads. And listen, people are always going to find you attractive. It's like seeing a leprechaun in the wild. I should say fun. Also attractive.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You know, truth be told, your Capitan wasn't a fan of redheads when I was younger. Blame that on Ronald McDonald. Turns out, he's a real jackass. Even worse, most people don't know this. Ronald McDonald is vegan. He won't eat his own burgers or even drink his own milkshakes. The son of a bitch is a fraud. But then I met Wendy from Wendy's. She changed everything. Let's just say that Wendy doesn't mind sharing the fire down below. You know what I'm saying, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
She calls her downstairs the Frosty. She likes it when you dip her frost in it.
Hey.
Grunge berries.
I thought it was the chili.
All right, Chris.
That's the other side, yeah. Ted.
some redhead dad jokes. Guys, how do you handle a redhead's temper? How do you handle a redhead's temper?
I don't know.
Gingerly.
Okay.
All right, all right.
Did you know that redheads donate blood to the Red Cross?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just not their own. What's the difference between a redhead and a pit bull? A redhead and a pit bull.
Some pit bulls are nice.
People feel safe with a pit bull. What's the difference between a redhead and a shoe?
I don't know.
A shoe has a soul. What do you call a good-looking ginger?
What?
A unicorn. And finally, what's the fastest way to a man's heart if you're a redhead? Through his ribcage. And one more birthday.
Damn.
Guys, can I get a half-century birthday shout-out for myself with the captain talking about life after 50 and some dad jokes from Miles? Thanks for all you guys do and keeping my afternoons and commute fun and entertaining. That from Brian.
Oops, dadgummit.
Oh.
What's going on with the music there, mate?
we didn't coordinate all the accordion players.
I just asked you to play the organ to get the accordion players, and you do me dirty. We'll talk later, but as far as advice on life after 50, it's pretty simple. You want to talk to the Quaker Oats Man. He's the oldest of his mascots, most people don't know. He was registered as one of the first official commercial trademarks back in 1877. The man's 149 years old. And he's supposed to represent the values of purity, honesty, and integrity. But don't be fooled, he's a man whore, baby. But anyway, his advice for life after 50 is to transition into a doppelganger of Barbara Bush and pierce your nipples. Crunch berries.
All right, some dad jokes. Guys, I told my carpenter I didn't want to have carpeted steps.
Oh, yeah?
He gave me a blank stare.
Okay.
Never put avocados in your eyes.
Why?
You'll get guacoma.
All right.
Did you know that President Trump is actually pulling for the Spurs in the NBA Finals?
No.
They kept him out of Vietnam. The guy who invented cough drops passed away yesterday.
Is he in a coffin?
No coffin at his funeral. I don't know if you knew this, but I used to sing with a group called the Duvets.
Oh, yeah.
Cover band.
Cover band. Very good. Yeah. All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BG. Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as I said at the top of the show, unintentionally, there is a theme: co-workers. Just not treating co-workers well. Let us start in South Carolina. A workplace spat over microwave fish has ended. A South Carolina detective's employment with his department and left him facing a felony charge. Authorities say now former Myrtle Beach officer, one Michael DeBias, he pulled his department-issued handgun on a fellow officer after confronting the colleague about microwaving fish and stinking up the office. Now, the Myrtle Beach Police Department, they asked the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division to investigate, and this past Tuesday, they did charge him with pointing and presenting a firearm at a person. Now, he was booked into the Horry County Jail, released on a $5,000 bond. His court case is set for August. Anyway, he was put on leave immediately, and the Myrtle Beach Police Department said it has, quote, recently separated employment with him, citing several policy violations. Like I said in this story, obviously that's not the way to react, but also, it puts fish in the office microwave, man.
Damn.
I can't say I support it, but I understand his position. Okay, let's move on. Now we go to Gulfport, Mississippi, where a police officer faces federal charges
for retaliating against a confidential informant and a cockfighting investigation. So Denver Goldman, that's his name, he's accused of retaliating against a witness, victim, or informant in a criminal complaint filed last month. So he leaked video evidence and arranged for the informant's arrest at his workplace back in April. Well, Homeland Security Investigations, they received information from that confidential source about an illegal cockfighting operation in the South District of Mississippi. Goldman, the suspect, he was identified as a law enforcement officer participating in the cockfighting events. His uncle, Bert, was charged during a search warrant a little bit later. Now, they obtained a search warrant for his iCloud account, and they connected him to distributing video evidence that was part of the discovery provided to Lester's attorney. Now, Goldman sent government discovery videos to multiple people, and in a voice recording, he said, quote, "I want everybody to see that it was this mother effer. Please, whatever you do, don't tell anybody where you got this from. I don't want anyone to know it came from me." Well, by April, they pieced it together, but then he contacted another police department officer with the confidential source's photos and information to have him arrested, saying, quote, "You want to pick up a few illegals? Don't mention me. You threw out my uncle a few years ago. He knows I'm his nephew." Well, Homeland Security, they did not give Goldman permission to share that information or target the confidential source. So the source was detained by police officers at his workplace. But the confidential source, who's been labeled a rat, he's had to avoid certain areas of town, court records show. But he received phone calls from people in the cockfighting community requesting in-person meetings after they viewed the leaked video. Anyway, this guy, as you would imagine, is now concerned about his safety, his family's safety, etc. Meanwhile, Goldman's access to the enforcement database, that's what allowed him to obtain the source's real name and personal information. So basically, the cockfighting ring gets ratted out because one of the people involved is a cop and he has all the information. He not even doxed the guy. He basically put a hit out on this guy for various reasons. Because he's part of a... Maybe don't get involved in cockfighting ring, especially when you're a cop. And now we go to Connecticut, where a man has been arrested after he threatened a former co-worker and made the violent sexual remarks toward her on social media. Way to keep it quiet. 46-year-old was arrested by the Connecticut State Police after they received an anonymous complaint. Now, the arrest warrant states that the man made threatening posts on social media directed toward a woman in her 50s. Those posts included explicit threats and references to shooting, where the man claims that he'll, quote, "laugh when they shoot you." The man also made sexually explicit commentary toward the woman. It said nobody's going to help you. Now, apparently, the man and the woman knew each other because they worked together back in 2018. And the woman told police that he made anti-Semitic, threatening, and violent sexual comments towards her when they worked together. She told authorities, as you might imagine, the comments made her uncomfortable and fearful of being assaulted or harmed. Now, when asked about the comments made online, the man told officers, "Well, I've been hacked a couple times," and suggested that ex-girlfriends were framing him, including spoofing phone numbers and hacking accounts. Well, he's now facing charges including stalking, threatening harassment, and inciting injury to person's property.
Wow.
He has been released on $250,000 bond.
Wow.
Workplace conflict.
Everybody on Facebook seems to agree it's the microwave fish guy.
I agree 100%.
Sucks the least.
Sucks the least.
As far
A, because
they are talking about the guy who pulled out the gun, right?
Correct. But everybody thinks that the other cop is really in the wrong here for microwaving fish.
That's what I was saying. Like, I'm not saying you pull a gun on a guy, but if I were, first of all, I would not microwave
fish in
the
officers.
Office. But
correct.
Also, if I'm in a place where my coworkers have weapons, I'm not going to cook fish in the microwave because you just might get shot. Because it's that
or hit with a billy club.
I mean, the second guy, though, you're right. If you out an informant.
Yeah, confidential.
Right, like that guy's in serious trouble because he's
the entire cockfighting community now knows who he is.
Right.
Yeah.
So that seems awful. The guy in Connecticut was probably just talking ass, but I don't blame that woman for fearing for her life.
Yeah. It's been 8 years.
Look, that cop in Myrtle Beach should not have pulled a weapon, especially his service department weapon.
But they
probably just didn't like each other to begin with. And
yeah.
At some point it said something like, "If you microwave the goddamn fish one more effing time,
I'm going to shoot you."
Yeah, so finally maybe he just snapped. I mean, the Myrtle Beach, they had to get rid of him.
Yeah. I mean, look, I agree with you.
I might hire the guy in another district.
All right, like, hey, man, you can't do it again, but we understand your position.
And the way they frame that, what'd they say? They They didn't say they fired him. Said they agreed to.
Oh, they said they
part ways.
No, what? Recently, quote, separated employment.
Right, separated employment. So, I mean, I have a feeling that's probably one of those one. Like after it went down, as the other cop was like, "Did you really just pull a gun on? Like,
did you really just microwave fish?"
Right. I would That'd think you're the guy that pulled the gun. Like, that's just when you walk into your sergeant's office. Like, here's the badge you got.
You know,
you're
right.
I snapped.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.